to in Siman section 80, Pei, chapter 80, Pei. And this talks about one who can't control himself, basically passes gas. What did he do? What does he do during the what does he do during the davening? What does he do for the Shema? Well, I guess it's not only for him, it's also the other people in the shul. that would be a problem. But anyways, so he says like this. Aleph, I mean, you I'm not sure how many different shuls you've been to, but the most shuls you've been to, I mean, there is some breathing room between the people, there's some elbow space. What you should see in like in 770, we're squished in like sardines over there. So trust me, it's not always the experience, the hygiene experience is not always the most pleasant one. But anyways, but so he says like this. So a person who in his stomach there's turbulence, let's call it, in his stomach, and he continuously passes gas. And by the way, you know, you talk to doctors who deal with these kind of things, you know, they don't laugh about this. This is, you know, this is medicine. It's just regular. They just deal with these. This is to them. It's just doesn't sound actually. And if a person is certain, like he knows that he's not going to be able to control himself. He passes gas in the morning. He knows for sure that he will not be able to control himself to passing gas. So until he's going to complete the entire Amida. So he knows that he's not going to be able. So, in other words, I think it's maybe not talking about on a regular basis. He does that morning. He got up. He's not feeling. He has a stomach bug or something is bugging him. So he doesn't feel well. So what does he do? So he says, you know, so he says it's best. I mean, Marty said his stomach was hurting him. Now I know he didn't come to shul. He says he didn't come. So he says it's better off that you should pass the time. Not to pass the gas. So you better pass the time for davening than davening without your body being clean. It's important to have a guf noki. It's better to pass the time for the davening, which we learned already before.
Wait it out.
Yeah.
Stop davening?
So don't start davening, even though you're going to be missing, because you can only daven, you know, for a third of the day. You can daven, so you're going to be passing, you're going to lose the time. Or even if it's chatzos, we'll see in a minute. But you're better off davening late than, no, before chatzos, but after the time of davening, before chatzos. Then davening without a clean body. It says that tefillah yesh lo tashlumim. Actually, this goes even. But if that because prayer you can make up. Why? Even if a person, let's say, had an accident of, he had an emergency, some mishap that he couldn't daven shachris, he couldn't go in. You had some emergency, you couldn't make it to shul, and you missed davening shachris. That applies if it's a real, we're talking about a real accident. If a person is just lazy, wants to sleep, then it doesn't apply. But if a person has an emergency or something that he could not daven shachris, you can daven two times mincha. Mispala mincha shtayim, you can daven two minchas. Basically, we're talking about the Amida. You say Amida a second time. If you miss shachris, you do the Amida twice for mincha, or the same thing mincha you do for ma'ariv. Every time you can do, if you miss the second one, you can't make it up after. You can only make it up once at the next one after you're davening, you can make it up. So if you miss shachris, you can do two menchas. Okay, so but tefillin you can put on all day, we learned. So that's separate.
Up till
sunset. Okay. So he said, "Vizel gamkin onusu." So this person in this situation would also be allowed to daven a second time because that's considered he can't daven because his body isn't clean. This is also considered onusu. She actually lispalo yidches beloy guf noki, This because he can't really daven 18 the Amida, the Brocha, the Shemoneh Esrei, without having a clean body. Why is that called not a clean body? It's very degrading to daven before God while, you know, your body isn't functioning properly. This would be a very degrading to be talking to a king and while you're doing things. So that's not. And you know, that's actually brings degradation. It brings God's anger on a person if you daven like that. Because one, if you're in the middle of davening and then all of a sudden you feel yourself that you need to pass gas, over there we tell you to move away four amas from where you're standing and do, and then come back to your place. So you shouldn't be where you're davening. So we'll learn it later on. If you can't control yourself, you have to keep my shizbayr. The Simar Kuf Gimel, we'll learn all the details later on in chapter the laws of davening in 103. Number two, we have three sifim here. Let's finish them all. Base. So now, what do we do about the rest of the davening? So, okay. The real problem we have is the Amida, because that's standing for the king. You need a clean body. The rest of the davening, it's okay, you can do it. It's just saying Tehillim, those verses of Psalms, Pesukah Dezimra, those would be okay. Okay, so third one is Shema. Let's wait for the third one. So he says like this. So the Kiva Hoshayinim is Pa'ot Tfilis Yudcheshel Shachris. So since he is not davening the morning Amida, he's not doing the Amida. But Yom Gamkim Pesukah Dezimra, so don't say either the verses of song, those are the preceding that precedes that. As soon as you see about the Shema, Elohim came, and the Yomer B'Lebir Chasel. You can say it without its blessings, because we do the Baruch Shomar, we do Yishtabach, those are blessings. If you want to just say the verses of songs, like chapters of Tehillim, or like reading in the Torah, the Kor B'Torah, that's fine, you can do that. Sheim Nisnaku B'Brocha, because the reason we do a blessing before and after they were instituted, that's in order to organize the God's praise before the davening. That's why we do Yishtabach, we do Baruch Shamar, we do the verse of song. So that's already also considered before Hashem. So you can't make the blessings and do it like the whole thing, like you would do normally in a regular davening, and that's not nice. That's not respectful. Commission is Barbara Simon, Alvin and Base, as explained in sections 51 and 52, and Sif Aleph from both places.
Is verses of song the Hallel?
No. The Hallelukos are the verses of song.
Yes.
By Baruch David, not Hallel. Which Hallel?
No, in the
what do we do? Ashrei? No, Ashrei. Ashrei, Hallelukos, all those are verses of song. They're from the Tehillim. Or from other places. Those are called Pesukim. If you look in the heading on the Siddur, it says verses of song, Pesukim de Zimra. Now, Siv Gimel. Avol Kri Shema Birchaseo, but the reading of the Shema and its blessing. Remember, davening you can make up with a second davening, but if you missed the Shema, there's no makeup for the Shema. So, Kri Shema Birchaseo, Tzorich Lema Bizmanon, you have to say it in the right time. Afilu B'loiv Guf Noki. Even if your body isn't clean, you still have to do the Shema. Because that's not considered the Shema is not talking to the king. Shema is you're accepting Hashem's kingdom. Amida, you're talking to God. That's the Amida. But the Shema is not talking. It's not considered, we don't call it speaking to the king. Only when you're doing the Amida, as it's written in section 74, subsection 7. Okay, so now, what has happened? But now you have another issue. What about the tefillin?
Is the baruchu considered part of the Shema?
The baruchu would be, you can't say the baruchu, that would be part of the Pesukah Dezimra. Or in the between, you couldn't do that, and you need the, you couldn't do that. But anyways, we're talking here not about a minyan, okay. We're talking about an individual, so he's not saying baruch at all. He wouldn't be saying baruch anyways. Right. And you know, and if you're doing a minyan, I suppose that they have a minyan of clean people there. Not everybody is. Okay, so anyways, so he says, "Va'af sheyikra krishma b'loy tefillin." Now, in this case, if he doesn't have the clean body, he still would not be able to put on the tefillin, because tefillin require a gufnaki. "Va'af sheyikra krishma b'loy tefillin, shat tefillin tzichem gufnaki," because the tefillin require a clean body. So it turns out that you do the Shema, but you won't put on the tefillin at that time. It says, "Lo yamtim the avers man krishma k'day l'kreshi b'tefillin." Don't wait so that you will pass the time of Shema in order to read in b'tefillin, as written in Siman Samach Vav in Sif Yud Aleph. So, which basically means that you will not, if you can't, if you're going to pass the time of Shema, better read it without the tefillin. And then later on, you'll read it when things come down. You'll read it together with the tefillin, and you do the Shema again. But if the person estimates that for the duration of the Shema, he can control himself, he sees later. So then he says in between, put on the tefillin in between Ava and Shema, that is in between the blessing that comes before the Shema, and bless and make the bracha on them. And then take them off right away after the Shema. Avalat talis yochalubus v'vorakim shiaschal abrachas. But your talis, he says, then you can, that you can put on, and you can make the blessing before you start the blessing. Shein tzarech gufnaki litzitzis. It's no requirement to have a clean body for the tzitzis. So you can have the tzitzis, you can wear the talis, but not the tefillin. If you have to, you can put them on right before Shema and take them off after the Shema. Okay, these are the laws that as far as that goes, and we'll